And I'm back with chapter two. So the timing's a little off, but this is chapter two. We'll have to just work it out. There may be some math involved on this. Reading with Robin, Saturday morning. This is where you'll find me, 7 to 8 a.m. Also find me on Facebook. The shows will be on readingwithrobin.com in just a few days. As always, we're streaming live at 920WHJJ.com. That's 920WHJJ.com. The heat has already gotten to me, which is impossible. It's so lovely and air-conditioned in here. The temperature is just right. Elaine Wolf is an award-winning writer. We've been in touch for the past several months. This is the perfect time to chat about camp. Every secret has a price. It's her brand new YA novel. She is former public school teacher and district language arts chairperson. Lives in nearby Northampton, Massachusetts, one of my favorite areas. Welcome, Elaine.
Well, I am delighted to be here, Robin. It's so great to connect with you and your listeners.
Oh,
I must say though, Robin, Anita was just talking about shine, shine, shine.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
I keep wondering if I should have called camp.
Well, there's always the paperback version, right?
That's true.
I know there's nothing like sort of shouting. I love books with one title. But I get that, too, and I wonder if that was more marketing than... I have to read the book to know why we are shouting it out three times, but there is so much that goes into the marketing of a book, and, you know, what are some of your thoughts about that right there?
Well, this is a great segue to what I was going to tell you. I noticed that you keep saying, my new YA novel, and speaking about marketing... It was, of course, the publisher and the marketing people there who decided to put Camp out as a YA novel. But I do want you and your listeners to know that it has tremendous adult crossover potential, and that, in fact, I'm getting lots of calls from senior citizen book clubs.
Oh, absolutely. You know what? It's funny that you should say that because, firstly, I love, you know, the YA, and Anita and I were talking about how that is just such a genre that is, you know, we didn't have that as kids. We had some fabulous choices, but not a ton of options, you know. So this whole department in the stores and the books, you know, in the libraries, this whole, you know, for when my kids were in that, they were young, you know, the YA titles are reaching, I don't know, 10-year-olds maybe and up or something. But we love, and the book clubs often will pick that kind of title. But, right, that is marketing because this book, you know, I love it, you know, and I'm an old YA person.
And I'm so glad.
But it is marketed that way, right. And so you want people to know, too, that so if you're going to look for this book, they'll find it in the young adult section, right?
Exactly.
I guess. But, yeah, that was – and did you agree with them? Or did you think, I want this to come out as, you know, straight fiction? Or how does that work?
I did agree with them. It was really my agent who initially suggested that we get it out there as a YA novel because the protagonist is a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And so initially we were putting it out as a YA novel, a mother-daughter story for mothers and daughters to share.
Yes.
And I was very happy with that. And then all of a sudden I started being referred to as the anti-bullying novelist. And
I know. I wondered if that was your tag or that's what sort of came to be.
It was my tag, but it came from all the feedback I was getting. Danny's mom has, Camp has a very strong anti-bullying theme,
yes,
as does Danny's Mom, yeah, which is my novel that's coming out in November.
I was reading about that, yeah. I mean, this is such a hot topic, and it always has been. When we were kids, there were bullies. There have always been bullies. Just now they're caught on YouTube videos, and I think the most recent are those... the kids bullying the bus monitor. I mean,
absolutely.
Look at how much
elder bullying. Sure.
Oh my
but
goodness.
Really something. But bullying, as you say, has always been around. Unfortunately, has always been mm-hmm. prevalent. And what's so wonderful is that now it's part of the national dialogue, Robin.
Right. Exactly.
And so once it becomes part of our national dialogue, we can finally really make a difference and do something. And the most exciting thing for me, Robin, about my books is that I started out to write what I hoped would be compelling stories and compelling novels, and I never thought that I was writing books that would really make a substantive difference and come to play in our national dialogue. And I find that CAMP is getting so much press, and the tag, the anti-bullying novelist, is just really getting it out there. So I'm thrilled, because if my books, in addition to being really good reads, can make a difference and keep the dialogue going until we make our camps and schools safer for all kids, I will be so happy.
Yeah, I mean, it's so important. And everybody, when they really dig deep, I'm sure has examples of bullying in their own past, or maybe they were a bully or didn't even realize what they were doing, could be construed that way. But taking a setting like camp, and certainly all the kids have left. I mean, I have so many friends on Facebook, they're doing either the little camp dance, or then I have one of my college friends who wrote, you know, how much, I don't know, the kids had just left, and she, I don't know, something, and I said, you'll get over it. With a little happy.
Yes, we all
right,
get over
with
it.
With a
yes.
little happy face. The kids are happy. You know, just want the kids to be happy. It is an amazing experience, and as you know, my nieces just left, and thank you very much for your help with their little package, too. That would be there for them.
Oh, you are so welcome. I got it out right away.
I'm sure you did. Thank you very much. I mean,
I hope you tell them to expect it. So.
Well, no, because it's much more fun to just get a package at camp. And you know, I had asked my sister, what are they allowed to get at camp? You know, of course,
yes.
No. You know, and apropos of the story with the snacks and all of that, and no food, and that, you know, anyway, but I loved reading this book. And on the phone this morning, Elaine, it's so funny because I have a friend, Elise Wolfe, as she's listening. So I'm thinking, don't call Elaine Elise this morning, although you don't know Elise, but it would be a wonderful compliment. So if she's listening,
well, then I'll accept that name.
That's it. I'm like Elaine Wolfe. You know, just feel very familiar. And your website is authorelainewolfe.com, correct?
Exactly.
Right?
Authorelainewolfe.com.
And you can be found on Facebook, and you can...
Right, and on Facebook, I actually have two pages.
Okay.
I have my personal page, and I have my book page, my bullying page, and that's Author Elaine Wolfe.
And then also Author E. Wolf is your Twitter, right?
Exactly.
I just found that.
Author E. Wolf is my Twitter. We were talking before about social media, or actually you and Anita were talking about social media, and I think it's just so incredible to me that at this stage of my life, that because as you mentioned, I've had a career in education for a very long time, so at this stage of my life, to become involved in social media, it's just extraordinary for me. And the best thing that's happened, Robin, is that my former students have found me.
Oh, how fabulous. All right, just hold it right there. We're going to take a break, and I'm going to attempt to stay on some type of time schedule and
yes.
come back with Chapter 3. So we will be back with more of Camp and author Elaine Wolfe. You can look up her information while you're hanging on and see all the cool things she's doing and has done. Oh, and Henry's hanging on, so there's a lot to look forward to coming up in Chapter 3. Reading with Robin will return. Stay right there. And I'm back with Chapter 3 on this beautiful Saturday morning. Get any better than this here in lovely New England. 1-866-920-9455. My guest this morning is the author of the novel, Camp, Camp, Camp.
Camp, Camp, Camp.
Camp, 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 Elaine Wolfe. And we're going to talk about this. I love settings like camp, like college, those kinds of communities where just things happen. And our heroine, Amy, leaving for the first time as a 14-year-old, right? She's 14, right?
Yes, she's 14.
Which is a tough time to join into camp, and we learn about her family, and you were a camper, you were a counselor, and before we go any more into Chapter 3, my brother-in-law, the said father of girls to whom books are being delivered,
yes.
The campers, somebody who's probably done the camp dance, Henry joins us now on Reading with Robin. You there, Hen?
Oh, I'm here. Good morning, ladies. How are we doing?
Oh, it is wonderful to have you on. Elaine, this is my brother-in-law, Henry, who is just like the best. The best,
good
the best,
morning,
the best.
Good morning, Henry. It's so nice to meet you.
So nice to meet you, and I'm so very excited that the girls are going to get the book. I will tell you, though, you will see your, you know, the sales of the book go through the roof, because once my girls start reading it at camp, everyone's going to want to get it.
Right?
That's terrific. Tell your girls I appreciate the shout-out.
Yeah, tell the girls no sharing of the books, to write home the camp letters that they write before they get their meal ticket, like in the book. That's in, right. In the book camp, they have to write a letter before they can be fed.
Well, that's what we do. Exactly. We tell them, no food for you until we get something on bunk one.
That's right.
It's all good.
And also, right, and now they can, you know, we get to read online, we get pictures online, so all that's very different. But you tell the kids to have those letters going, saying, and actually, you don't know Melanie, Caroline, Elaine, but if anybody could get the word out about anything, it's those girls, my nieces. They're just incredible.
I was so happy to send copies to them, and my only concern, Robin and Henry, was that they would get this package with a return, you know, return address label from Elaine Wolf, and think, who is this? Maybe I shouldn't even open this. Which is why I asked if you would tell them.
Arriving.
Oh, yes. No. Oh. Yeah, you set that up, Hen. We love the stranger danger thing on alert, on high alert.
Okay, I'm exactly blessed. Well, thank you for setting that up, Henry. I'm glad they know to expect something.
I wasn't sure if it was going to say per Auntie Robin, so I wasn't sure. But I just wanted them to get it so quickly, otherwise I would have had it sent to me, and I would I wanted them to get
it. Tell you the
They're
whole
big
thing
readers.
About camp.
Yes.
You know, I never experienced it growing up in Rhode Island. I always spent my summers in Narragansett at the beach. That was kind of like my camp.
But, yes.
When my daughter went 4 years ago, she was like 10, my oldest, and it was just a last minute decision that she went, and it was the best decision we could have ever made for our daughter and our children, because now my middle daughter's there and my son's going to go. An amazing, amazing time and things, and how they grow up so fast.
Yes.
So,
well, I'm so glad that you mentioned that, Henry, because I do want people to know that despite the fact that camp is a very dark story and a very heavy, serious story, albeit I'm told by my readers an amazingly compelling and great story to read, I want everybody to know that I'm not disparaging the summer sleepaway camp experience.
Oh, no, not at all, no.
Those sleepaway camp days were the happiest days of my life, and there are wonderful, wonderful camps, and I don't want this to be read as sort of a don't send your kid to camp book, not at all.
Oh, no, I don't think so
aware.
At all. No, it's just, you know, things happen in a community, and you have to set up something for our heroine, Amy, to, you know, come through, deal with, and one of the neat things about the story is that what's happening at camp sort of is a reflection on, there's a fabulous story, and Elaine talked earlier about the mother-daughter aspect of what happened to Amy's mother and family secrets and all of this. So we come to find out she's a Holocaust survivor. We can say that, right? Since
yes.
I just did.
And Amy's,
and the family, the reason she goes at 14 is that her uncle and aunt have purchased this camp. So she goes off with her cousin, Robin. I love that part,
yes.
Elaine. My name jumps
up. I wrote
up.
This before I even knew you,
see,
Robin.
And then we just connected. And also Elaine is up in Northampton in, you know, Collegeville there, Hen. So we had all of these neat connections. And also Henry is quite the educator in education and has an amazing background. And that's what he does. So you two have a lot to talk about. I'll just sit back for a moment and talk about.
Maybe she could fly over to Crane Lake in the Berkshires and make an author visit.
Yeah, do you do author visits at camp, Elaine?
I would love to do that.
And
it's right in the Berkshires. It's not too far from you.
No, it's not far at all.
Henry, that's your job now. You make that happen for me. I'm starting to get a lot of phone calls. The book just came out this month. I'm starting to get a lot of phone calls from school districts, so I will be doing lots of work in high schools, in middle schools, and, much to my delight, with parent groups.
Oh,
and
nice.
I just got a call from a Hadassah group. I'm going to be a guest speaker at their luncheon.
Henry is very familiar with Hadassah and the Hadassah group.
Yes, I am.
Yes, he is. But, Henry, you know, when you make a suggestion like that, you know you're on the committee. You head the committee. I think it would be a great, I mean, the discussions, and I wonder if kids will talk openly, because I always wonder that, and, you know, there's that frustration of we're talking about, and, you know, anti-bullying and all of these topics that are so important, and what really changes, and is it just that we're more aware of what goes on? I was reading an article, this poor kid in New Jersey who's in a wheelchair. He was bullied as a 13 or 14 year old, and somebody, I guess it was in People magazine, some bizarre thing of how he fell and wound up with like a clot, you know, like a spinal injury. He's paralyzed now. And it was some bullying thing. It was, it was horrible on top of horrible, but then this is now his world, and he's got this amazing outlook. He's in 17 in New Jersey. Mm. And so we're reading more about these stories, but it just seems like it's been just taken up so many notches of how incredibly, I don't know what's going on. And we find out that the girl that is the main bully in this book, of course, has a story background, and why is she doing what she's doing doesn't make it better for the victims. But, you know, and you're in schools too. Do you see people being more aware? Do we have hope that this will lessen as time goes on?
I think kids are going to be kids. The education piece is out there. People are more aware. So, things are going to happen, but I think what's going to happen now more than ever are things are going to be addressed, and not just, brushed under the rug, or boys will be boys, mm-hmm. things like that. You know, again, teenagers, elementary kids, that's just kind of the way people are wired. So something's going to happen anyway, but I think what's going to be great is that when it does happen, it will be addressed in a manner that it will make sure that it doesn't move forward,
Well, that's exactly it, Henry, yes. And I really think that with all the coverage that these awful bullying stories is generating now, that we can finally make a difference, keep that conversation going until we make all our camps and schools safer for all kids.
Right. And, there's a line, too. Because I say bullying, but there's a difference between kind of being mean and bullying, So I think what will happen is kids will be mean, again, that's what happens, and it'll be addressed so it won't get to the bullying stage, because bullying is that pervasive, consistent, picking on. So I think what will happen is more and more kids will realize that, wow, that boy or girl is being mean to somebody else. I'm going to say something, and it's going to stop, and it won't get to that, bullying phase.
Exactly.
I have to say, I'm sitting here, I'm loving listening to you, and it all makes so much sense about, we bring things out there, we hold people accountable, and maybe somebody else thinks, wow, this is what happens, and to, think twice about it, or realize what is not just kids being kids, but what is just, hate crime always sounds so weird to me, because crimes seem hateful, but my dear friend Liz from high school is sending me a message and is recalling somebody who was a bully, and then it made me think of this horrible girl, not to be named, who's on the field hockey team. I wish she was listening. You'd just love to have a little chit chat with some of those former bullies.
Yeah. All right, so I'm on the committee then to
initial
author visit.
AD. What? I'm sorry.
I'm on that committee to get the author visit going.
You are the committee. I think that's a great idea, though. We're going to take a quick break. Are you staying with us, Hen? Are you going? You can hang, whatever you want
to
do.
I have nowhere to go.
Okay, so you're going to hang out. We will be back with more of Henry and Elaine Wolff, Camp and Every Secret Has a Price, brand-new novel. Check out Elaine's site at authorelainewolff.com, Facebook, Twitter, all those places. And just there's so much to talk about, and it's a great book club book and a summer read and all of that. So stay right there, chapter 4. We will be right back. And I'm back with chapter 4. We're talking camp, we're talking summer, we're talking reading, chatting with author Elaine Wolff and my brother-in-law Henry, with so much wisdom to share this morning about kids, bullying, education, reading. So many of our favorite topics. Are you both there?
I'm here.
Elaine and Henry show. Yay!
Yay! And Henry,
I have to tell you, during the break, I put my crack administrative team, the full force of my back office, on this. My wife is already online, posting it to her Facebook, all the camp moms about the book.
Oh, great. We were fast.
The camp director, so.
Yeah, we are a fast networking organization, Elaine.
The committee
put it out.
Fast.
Yeah, we do, right?
Well, I am so delighted that I now have this committee behind me. And Henry, I'm going to count on you to start getting the word out to camps. I would love to do author visits at camps. And you know what? I hadn't even thought of that.
Really?
We've been focused on. I've been focused in My publisher's been focused on author visits at schools and author visits, of course, for book clubs, and we're trying to find mother-daughter book clubs. And, Henry, you're the first one who said camp author visits, so
yeah,
thank you
because
for that.
we're right in the middle of camp season. Everyone just got there.
And they need to read. And the kids are, you know, that's why I was so excited to send the books to the girls, because I know they're Caroline and Melanie are huge readers, and it's hard to also know what kids have read. So when something has just come out, it's like going to J. Crew and saying, which are the new, you know, jeans?
Right.
They might not have them because they just put them out. So that's the only hope you have sometimes with the kids of knowing what is available, you know, to send, where they're like, oh, I'm so excited to get a package. I read it already. They won't have read this. So that is
right.
Perfect. And I think it is just a wonderful, maybe we should send a gift to Bunk. What are we in? Bunk what? Bunk one? Do we like all the girls in Caroline's bunk too, right?
Oh, their bunk. No, their bunk is seven. But
bunk
yeah,
seven?
No,
okay.
14 of them.
Okay. Are we allowed to do that? We can't probably send bunk gifts because then everyone has to send bunk gifts. All right. I was, you know, that's always
Aunt
my
Robin
first thought.
Aunt Robin bunk gifts are very different than, you know, the average.
I would imagine Aunt Robin bunk gifts are the best.
I love little packages. You know, I didn't go to sleepaway camp. I went to college, and it was so like camp, from what I know.
Exactly.
It was
sleepaway camp.
It was absolutely, it was my first experience. I did, and Liz is listening. We did go to a 4-day cheerleading camp upstate, up in Monroe. Cupcake New York is what we called that in Binghamton. It was a Thursday to a Sunday, and I wanted to leave so badly. Cheerleading camp, Aline, can you imagine this? And by like Saturday, we didn't want to leave. So I can only imagine if I had had the bravery to go away to sleepaway camp. But my friends didn't go in those days, so it wasn't something on my radar, because if it was, I wouldn't have wanted to miss it. But my husband was a huge camper, and my kids had the camping experience. So it is just, you know, it's just those memories are always there. And I know my nieces have had just the best kids. The families that go to the camp are just really, really special.
I'll tell you something interesting, Robin and Henry. I just did a reading book signing at a Barnes & Noble in New York, on Long Island, actually, and some of my camp friends from way back when, from the 1960s, came to my book reading.
Oh, wow. That's fabulous.
And it blew me away. And two of the women came with photos from camp and gave them to me before I started speaking. So right there on the little podium, I had camp Truda pictures. Truda was my camp.
Where was this camp?
And this camp was in Maine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, when camp was getting close to being ready for publication, I put out a Facebook post, and I thought I was being so wise. I put out a post to all former Truda girls, Camp Truda, Truda girls, saying, my new book's about to come out. I hope you'll all read it. The camp setting will seem very familiar in terms of the physical plant,
mm-hmm.
because, of course, sleepaway camp in my head is the camp I went to. But I wrote, however, nothing that happens at my fictional Camp Tackawanda for girls ever could have happened at our wonderful camp. And sure enough, the floodgates opened.
Wow, really? Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, because not everybody knows everything that happens at camp, and we hope that our children are telling us things. And it's just like any other community where you want to fit in, right? And certainly Amy, our heroine, has been thrown into the situation where she's the new girl. And, you know, who wants to speak up, who wants to protect her, who, you know, and the counselors and all the dynamics that are going on in that Cousin Robin.
Yes. And now that I know you, Robin, I'm sorry I didn't give her a different name.
No, you know what? I like seeing my name just about everywhere, Elena, I have to say.
Okay.
And at least you spelled it with an I, which is how I spell it. But no, I know. She's not she's not the greatest character, but that's okay. It was before we knew each other. And I'm sure in your next book, I will have a more prominent place.
Absolutely. You'll be one of the good guys.
Oh, good to know. Yeah,
you were talking about camp as a setting and bullying in camp, and there are so many articles lately about this topic, but camp really is a stage for bullies, or can be a stage for bullies, if we don't do what your very wise brother-in-law suggests, and that is really working through problems with the so-called mean girls before this gets out of control. And if we don't, then camp, yes, becomes a stage for bullies, and unfortunately it becomes a prison for victims.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Yeah, exactly
for,
right.
It's a lot of money for prison, don't you think?
Yeah. I think so. Very
school,
expensive jail.
They can leave school.
Right.
You know, they come home and they can, you know, and be protected there at least for the time that they're at their home. Except now with cyberbullying, it's a whole other issue. But a camp, there is no place to go. I mean, you live there. It's 24/7 for the month or 6 or 8 weeks.
And I would think that the counselors and the administration must be so on the lookout for this type of thing.
Now they are, Robin.
Right, now. Now they are.
Yes, now they are. But it took some bad events and bad press and hurt kids to get us to that point. And what makes me so sad sometimes is to know that in camps and in schools, the adults with whom we charge the safety of our kids often fall short on the job. So we send our kids off to camp, we send our kids off to school, and we assume that they'll be protected, that there'll be adults looking out for them. And often it's the adults who really fall short.
Yeah, and I think now that it is so front and center and has been for many years, you know, we hope that will change. And kids just get more and more clever about the way they bully, right? The way girls bully is different than the way boys bully and all.
Well, girls are so smart, but we always knew that.
Right, Henry?
Oh, 100%.
You know, he's a smart enough man to know this, yes. It can be brutal. And then it's sort of what's going on and why is this happening and what else is this about. And it's just like you say, and you said, Henry, too, that this is always going on and you get people together, this is dynamics, but it's what are we going to do with this information? How are we going to hold people accountable? And we have to make it part of the national dialogue. And it's just, I love that you're the anti-bullying author. No pressure on you, right, Elaine, to keep coming up with.
And I also have to put out there, Robin,
yeah.
I'm not a therapist. I'm not an anti-bullying expert. I'm a woman who set out to write compelling novels. And so I didn't set out to find bullying. Bullying really found me, because once you set a story in a school or a camp, there's no way not to write about bullying, and that's just a sad fact.
And it's interesting that you heard from, you say the floodgates opened when you heard from kids, women who were campers, you know, people from your camp. So that camp is no longer in existence, I assume?
No, and truly it was a wonderful camp, and it was owned by my uncle.
Ah!
And my uncle was nothing like the uncle in camp.
Yeah, he's kind of
my
a
uncle
player.
Uncle was one of my role models, and I still believe he ran a wonderful camp.
Yeah, that's no easy job, really. And the ones that do run wonderful camps are just beloved by parents, kids, you know, for generations. And there are so many of these very special, you know, places, you know, these summer magical places. And I remember going off to college and my friends that had been to camp, you know, a lot of them go back as counselors and all different, and just that everything was camp, camp, camp. And this book is Camp by Elaine Wolf. But that was Camp, you know, and those memories are just, you know, forever. So, Henry, you and my beautiful sister have done a great job with the camp you've chosen. And I can't wait to hear about Elaine's visit to Camp Cranley. Yeah.
And I look forward to that.
Thank you so much for both being on this morning. It was my pleasure. And for everybody who was tweeting and sending messages during the show to talk about their camp experiences, a lot goes on here that you wouldn't know about, Elaine and Henry. Well, Henry would know.
I know.
Henry knows all. It was just great having you on. So put that one on your list. Parents, kids, everybody. Camp, Every Secret Has a Price by Elaine Wolf. And you can find her on Facebook, on her website, authorelainewolf.com. And Elaine, I hope to see you up in Northampton when we return for senior year.
I would love that. Give me a call. Come to this area. I'd love to have a cup of coffee with you.
Absolutely. I love to have cups of coffee. Right, Hen?
Yes.
I assumed that, Robin.
Big coffee drinker. I'm going out for cup number 3 right after the show. So have a great weekend, everybody, and happy reading. Thanks so much for being on, Henry and Elaine. And I will be back next Saturday. Holistic Health is next right here on Talk Radio 920 WHJJ. Enjoy the weekend, and happy 4th, everybody.